Welcome to a special Stank Gang podcast as we visit with Kalani Bryant, the new softball coach here at Midwestern State. And Kalani, before we get too far along, I want to apologize because we should have done this a long time ago. But
it's okay.
Finally, we got together and were able to record this podcast. And welcome to Midwestern State.
Thank you. Very excited to be here. Love the campus and the people that I've met so far. So thanks for having me.
What attracted you to Midwestern State?
Oh, gosh. I had seen on social media that the job had come open in May. Did some research a little bit. Where I was at, obviously, I was there for a significant time and, you know, built something there.
And that was Fort Scott.
Yes, Fort Scott in Fort Scott, Kansas, at a JUCO. And, you know, obviously, when I saw the job open, I was like, wow, you know, that's a huge opportunity. I assumed probably that the job wouldn't be vacant for very long. And so I kind of pushed it to the side a little bit and started pursuing other opportunities. And then on a random Monday, mid-July, Kyle Williams calls me. And I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, why in the world is a Wichita Falls number calling me? Thought it was spam, if I'm being honest.
We all would.
Yes. And he just said, can I have about 10 minutes of your time? And had a really good conversation. For me, his voice was very reassuring. And, you know, obviously he told me a little bit about the program, the returners that were coming in, some of the kids that they had signed. And he's like, would you be interested? And I'm like, you know, I think I am. And so this is on Monday. And I'm like, you know, looking up Wichita Falls, what does the town look like? And I think he called like Tuesday or Wednesday and he said, would you be interested in coming up? I guess it would be coming down on Friday. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And so, I actually drove down Thursday night, interviewed on Friday. Once I walked onto campus, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it here. Just the feel of campus. I loved the buildings. That's something that really stuck out.
You know, it's the most beautiful campus in Texas.
I did hear that. I did hear that. And so obviously I interview, you know, just talking to him. I mean, Kyle's an awesome guy. You know that he is pro athletics. He loves the kids. And so didn't really want to get my hopes up too much on that Friday. And then I think I heard back possibly like the next Tuesday. So the timing of everything was very short notice. So picked up my life and moved from Kansas to Texas.
Well, and the timing probably isn't good in terms of building the team because you were hired late in the process. So how big of a rebuilding project do you have here at Midwestern State? And how have you gone about putting together the team for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a good foundation with the returners that we have coming back. To be honest, we have four kids that returned, and it's a whole new team. So I think I don't know exactly how many seniors they graduated last year, but, you know, I'm walking in the door with a lot of new faces. You know, it's more of an ideal situation than when I walked in at Fort Scott. I walked in at Fort Scott with eight kids. So, about the timing, you know, late July, early August, you know, and so I walk in, I think we have six freshmen right now, and it's a really good freshman class. So I feel like the opportunity to be successful is here, a really good foundation that's been laid with our returners coming back, a whole lot of new faces, but honestly, I like our athleticism. I think that we have a strong younger class that's going to, you know, help build something.
How much did you have to learn about the Lone Star Conference? How much had you heard about the Lone Star Conference prior to coming to Midwestern State?
I mean, it's always been the Lone Star. that's been the talk of D2 is the Lone Star. And so
people always talk about college conferences. Is it a basketball conference? Is it a football conference? The Lone Star Conference is a softball conference.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the best softball in the country in Division II is played in the Lone Star Conference.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, huge respect to the teams that are in the conference. For me, I kind of see it as coming in as the underdog, and that's kind of the mindset that I like to challenge our players is, you know, having that underdog mindset, not only just in softball, but in life too. So it's always been the Lone Star. My assistant actually played in the Heartland in 2018. And so, you know, a lot of those teams, like, she's familiar with too.
Right, because the Heartland and the Lone Star merged, I'm probably going to mess up the time frame, but it's been 5-6 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to kind of see where we're at going into the spring, where we match up against teams. I think that we're going to have a different look than Midwestern's had probably the last few years, but definitely an exciting look.
So, yeah, can we explore that a little more? How different? What's your style of coaching?
Speed. gap-to-gap hitters. We're going to try to manipulate and create some chaos. So,
It sounds like a fun brand of softball to watch, that's for sure.
I will say, you know, we were able to establish a little bit of our system in the fall. We had 3 scrimmage dates. We started out with Eastern College in out of Wilburton, Oklahoma, and then played Western Texas and finished with Vernon. So definitely a learning process. You know, obviously, like, with us, a new coaching staff walking in the door, just getting acclimated with the players, getting to know them. What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And then obviously establishing like a system, putting a system in place, you know, learning our coaching styles and getting everybody on the same page. That's really what the fall is about.
How set are you in the circle?
Right now we have four arms. We had 5. Unfortunately, a kid that we brought from Fort Scott, Brylin, she is kind of going through an injury right now, and it was a career injury, the ending injury. So she won't return for the spring semester. So we're looking to add maybe another arm at this semester, maybe dive into the portal a little bit.
Well, I was going to ask you, how active are you in the portal, and would you expect, maybe not this season, but going forward, a lot of transfers? Would you be looking at bringing a lot of transfers to Midwestern State?
I think so. I think that we'll definitely get a couple kids a semester. That's the plan right now. I think, you know, 2 to 3 times I'm looking a week in the portal to see kind of who's going in, what that looks like. You know, ideally, right now we're at 17 on the roster, which is pretty low. But
what would the ideal number be?
Anywhere from 22 to 24. I mean, you've got to have probably 5 to 6 arms, you know, and 3 catchers. So overall on the battery position, you know, that's a specialty position. Not everybody can pitch. Not everybody can catch. So,
right.
You know, we walked in with 2 outfielders. So we've moved some kids around a little bit. But I would say that that's something that benefits our team, is just overall the versatility of kids being able to move from position to position.
I mean, that makes your life a lot easier as a head coach, doesn't it, if a player can play multiple positions?
Yes. I don't like to put kids in a box. I want kids to be athletes. I mean, ultimately, that's our job as coaches, is to recruit good athletes. And so, you know, they should be able to play multiple positions. And I think we had 6 middles, and we've bumped a couple out to the outfield. And, you know, who's to say that they don't come back on the infield every once in a while? But right now, we're just trying to find our best mix of our best 9.
I was going to say, is that kind of your approach, to just start your best 9?
Best 9. Obviously, you have to have kids that get on base. The top of the lineup is usually your kids that set the tone. You want them to be able to get on base. You want to be able to create a little bit of chaos, manipulate a little bit. We're not really a one base at a time team. I'm going to be aggressive. So, you know, our lineup, we want to put kind of our middle of the lineup, our bigger hitters that are going to drive in runs. You know, we've had, I think JC had 2 home runs on the fall season, and did pretty well for us at the plate, and was able to drive in some runs. So probably put our core hitters right in the middle. And then, you know, your 5-6 is usually another leadoff for you. So put somebody in the middle too that can get on base, and then drive them in.
One of the advantages of my procrastination of doing this is that you got a chance to see your team in the fall. What did you learn about your team? What do you like about your team? Where do you need to improve?
Yes, we're very small. I will say that. We're a small team, but don't let that fool you.
The great thing about softball/baseball, right? You don't have to be a certain size to really be successful. There's been players of all sizes that have succeeded.
Absolutely. I think our speed, using our feet, you know, I've always told kids, like, you don't have to be the fastest to be a great base runner. Obviously, we want to pick apart teams and manipulate on their mistakes. But I will say that, you know, I was happy with the fall, but I think that we still have a lot of work going into the spring. You know, we see what we need to work on. We understand that. And then now it's just time to kind of grind for the next couple weeks until they leave us. So
there's not much of a non-conference schedule. You're going to play a lot of non-conference games in a really short amount of time. Yeah. What are you hoping to get out of those games in the early part of the season?
Just learn about us, find our identity. You know, I think that the preseason is really just trying to get everybody on the same page, gel, find that team chemistry on the field. It's hard to go through the fall because you're competing against yourselves. You know, if you're scrimmaging that week, you're competing against your own teammates. And then really it doesn't give a true definition of where you're supposed to be at going into conference. But I will say our preseason, the two tournaments that we are going to are pretty tough.
Oh, no doubt. I saw a look at the field for one of those tournaments, and you're gonna be getting yourself matched tough for Lone Star Conference play for sure.
I think that's super important. You don't want to go to a tournament where you're gonna play teams that really don't match up well to you or benefit or make you better. So, I'm excited for the challenge. It's gonna be a long season for sure. With the amount of games that we play, so it's just a matter of keeping everybody healthy, not really setting the bar too high. You know, I don't want to come in and tell them like, hey, this is, you know, what we expect as a coaching staff, and it's not something that's ideal right now. So our expectation is to get better every day, you know, come out and compete. And then, you know, ideally it would be nice to go back to the conference tournament.
Well, I know softball fans here in Wichita Falls would love to see that.
Yes.
I know that's kind of been the aspiration for the last few seasons, to get the program back to that level.
Yes.
And Kehlani, that's the goal that you have and the challenge that's in front of you. I've spent my whole career dealing with names, and Kehlani is a new one to me. I'm just curious about the origin of your name.
Oh gosh. I was actually named after Miss America back in 1988. So,
oh, how about that?
My dad was watching the pageant, and you know, Kehlani was her name. She was Hawaiian. And my dad's like, wow, I really like that name, but let's change it to Kehlani. So,
and I've already tripped over it twice today.
It's okay. Sure. the players call me Coach K, so that's easier.
You may very quickly become Coach K.
Yes. That's a lot easier to remember.
And those are big shoes to fill, that name, by the way, Coach K.
Yes, absolutely. I used to be a big basketball fan. I still like basketball, so.
Well, that's another question I want to ask you. Is how much chance have you had to talk to the coaches of the other programs here who have dealt with the challenges of coaching at Midwestern State?
Yes, so when I actually interviewed, I had a conversation with Bernita, Coach Jackson. And, I mean, we hit it off, I mean, just really, really well.
She's a fantastic.
Yes.
First of all, she's a fantastic person, a fantastic coach.
Yes.
I love Bernita.
Yes.
I'm also kind of fond of her husband, but don't tell him that.
Yeah, for sure. No, I met with them in a room, and, you know, just the conversation that we had, like, we had so many similarities in our background of coaching and coming from JUCO. I mean, that's one thing is I've spent 13 years in junior college, and so – I know the grind, trying to convey that to our players. You kind of walk around, you know, with a chip on your shoulder a little bit in the JUCO world. And so I think that that's something that, you know, I'm going to bring to Midwestern State is, you know, I don't want to come in and just expect anything. Like, we're going to work for it. You know, we're going to try to create something here and make a name out of ourselves. You know, obviously there's been successful years back. I mean, Brady Tigert, he came into the office the other day, and we had an alumni on campus that was recognized, and he walks in the locker room the other day, and, you know, just talking to him and kind of conveying to the players the success that they had back in 2011, you know, that's something that we want to do, but it's not going to happen overnight. So just getting the right kids in that believe that. But off topic, going back to Coach Jackson, fantastic person. She's been super helpful.
Yeah, and she's heard the – it's interesting that you mentioned that because I hadn't really thought about it, but you're right. Her background, very similar to yours, and then came into a similar situation trying to build the women's basketball program. And I'm guessing that junior college experience, because I've seen this with Bernita and Kevin, that junior college experience has really helped them here at Midwestern State.
Absolutely. I mean, the resources here are, fantastic. One of our most successful seasons at Fort Scott, we were very limited on money. That's a nice way of putting it. So, I've been through the ringer of, not having things, not having the resources. Here, there's a really good foundation to build off of.
How do you assess the facilities that you have to work with here at Midwestern State?
Oh my gosh. When Kyle took me around campus and I got to see the locker room in the field, I was just honestly amazed. The amount of time and money that they've put into the facilities at Midwestern State.
I'll tell you what, it can be a really fun atmosphere on game day. And I look forward to softball season. I can't wait.
Yes.
And especially the style of ball you're describing, as a broadcaster, I'm really going to love it.
Yes, so, absolutely. I can't wait to hear the broadcast, the stream.
I can't wait to provide one for you.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
It's so nice to meet you. Again, I'm sorry that we didn't do this sooner, but I think it all worked out.
Yes, thank you so much. I look forward to working with you in the spring and hearing your voice over the live stream.
Yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. And we'll do these podcasts every week once the season starts.
Okay.
But we'll be grilling you every week,
Be
prepared for that.
Okay, perfect.
That's Kalani Bryant, our new softball coach here at Midwestern State on the Stang Gang Podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and make your plans to follow Midwestern State softball. You can get the schedule at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.